This is Stephanie Watts in Texarkana, Arkansas. I have just been with Miss Marissa Escobar. She is the curriculum and instructional facilitator at College Hill Elementary School in Texarkana, Arkansas Schools. This is July 29th, 2019, and we have been speaking this evening about the needs of technology and the availability of technology within College Hill Elementary. College Hill is home to about 300 students. It's a very low income area. About 90% of our students in the past few years have been on free and reduced lunch. And then this upcoming school year, Ms. Escobar was happy to report that through grants and federal funding, all students at College Hill, regardless of income, will receive free lunches and breakfast. This is a district-wide decision and program that Texarkana is happy to offer to our students, because while many do meet the income level for to have to pay for lunch or do not receive that reduced lunch, it still can be a financial struggle. So that's something to look forward to for this upcoming school year. Teachers and parents both seem pleased with that decision. In this school of about 300, there are 20% of students, according to Ms. Escobar, that do not have internet access or technology at home of any sort. She says that many students struggle to even keep the lights on or the water running, and so the idea of internet access is just an extravagant luxury that is just not available. College Hill has worked hard to ensure that parents do have access by installing computers at the school so that parents can come into the school and access a computer at the lab. These computers are available during school hours, and these are available for parents to check student grades, look on the social media or the district web pages, but they do have very limited access about what can be viewed for student privacy and protection. All students have access to their grades at home, but since some parents don't have access to that, that is available at the school at any time, in addition to, of course, being able to schedule conferences. The community has also reached out, and several community partners within Texarkana offer Wi-Fi access and availability for even computers in some circumstances for parents to be able to come in and work with their students or gain internet access to do homework assignments or to, like I said, access grades. When a student does not have internet access at home or have technology available at home, teachers will often excuse them from an assignment, or in most cases at the elementary level, not even assign something that will require that use at home. Most parents, even those in a struggling situation, have the means to, for those special occasions, help their student get access to what they need. We have not had any issues to date, according to Ms. Escobar, of a student not being able to complete assignment, a science fair or STEAM project, for example, because of lack of internet. There are always books available to take home. There are options to come up to the school to work on that after hours or during a free period, something like that. As far as how students come to school prepared with technology, we do have a 1-to-1 ratio at College Hill Elementary School. So students, many come prepared to use that, but many do not. Even if students do have available technology at home or internet access, many of College Hill's students do not have the means to have their own personal iPad or Chromebook, which is what we typically use at College Hill. K-1 and 2 students all have 1-to-1 ratio as far with iPads, and we have in the past few years worked really hard to ensure that those first few weeks, when that's a new experience for many of our kindergartners especially, that we have available paraprofessionals to help with that process and help make sure small groups are utilized so that the technology is easier to experiment with and learn. By third grade, students change over from an iPad to a Chromebook. That full keyboard and just the hardware change has been beneficial for students. Things like Google Classroom, as Escobar mentioned, and of course state testing must all be done on a Chromebook type format. And so through grants the past 5 years, we have been able to make available one-on-one technology early on with our older grades, and then that has trickled down into the with the iPads into the lower grades in the past 3 years. When students, as Ms. Escobar said, there is a learning curve, especially at the beginning of the year. Many students come in unaware of how to even type in a username and password, because when they do have that access at home, they don't always have to type in a password. So again, making sure that there's plenty of practice to level that playing field, and making sure that there's plenty of practice and not just one subject area but across the curriculum has really helped to ensure that students are familiar and have no issues when it comes to later in the year when technology is more commonly used, even for class assignments. While many students do have these things available at home, we do not allow students to check out Chromebooks or iPads or any kind of technology hardware to take home. We do offer available free periods and after school tutoring hours if a student does need extra help. We have many teachers that have worked after school is out, while students were waiting on the bus, while students maybe had to miss an activity just to come in and get that extra practice that they requested. Ms. Escobar reports that no teachers have taken away a PE period or anything like that, but many times students will request the extra help so that they don't feel behind or don't worry about struggling. But she also states that after 5 or 6 years now with 1-to-1 ratio, that is becoming less and less frequent because most students are more familiar. So while I think College Hill seems to be doing a great job with technology, there's definitely room for improvement. And Ms. Escobar states that, you know, professional development is always, there's always a focus on how to better utilize technology. And each year, teachers and students alike gain infinitely more knowledge through these types of devices. Thanks so much.